Over 600 years ago in Rome, an 11-year-old girl named Frances went to her parents and told them that she wanted to become a nun. They said no, because they had plans for her to marry a man named Lorenzo. At the tender age of 13, Frances married Lorenzo, and in time they had three children. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and for 40 years after this, God took the humility and obedience of Frances, along with the graces of the sacrament of matrimony, and made her a saint. She and her husband prayed together and opened their house to the poor of Rome. She even started a group called the Oblates of Mary, women who were associated with a local Benedictine monastery. When Lorenzo died, she entered this group, and she became their superior. There are several lessons for us in the life of this woman to whom the people of Rome show their great devotion to this day. First, you can see how God can make everything work together for the good of those whom He loves. Frances showed that holiness can be found in any vocation. Secondly, it's in faithfulness to your vocation, to your daily tasks and duties done for the love of God and your families and neighbor, that you will grow in holiness. And lastly, charity or love is the litmus test for all holiness. To paraphrase St. Paul, you can pray many hours. You can pray with great devotion and feeling. You can fast and do penance. But if you do not have love, you are nothing. The ultimate goal of Lent and of life itself is to become more like God by loving more and more as God loves.